Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah daf Zayin, and the Oizvar Shuris daf we're starting Vavon Beis with Halacha Dalit, and the Arzkol Shuris daf is on Zayin Amar Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amal should have an Aliyah. So Moshe tells us Parasol Asadim Mnei Chama or Tachteha Mnei Anishar. He spread a sheet on top of his schach because of the sun, it helps protect him more from the sun, or he spread it underneath the schach because of the nishar, that which was falling off the schach. Maybe he used pine branches and the needles were falling off into his soup, so he put the sheet underneath to catch them. Or he spread across a kinuf bed, which is a four-posted bed, kind of like a fancy canopy bed that you sometimes see in the old-school pictures. Psula, in all these situations, it's puzzle. That's because it's called an oihel, even though that's usually translated as tent. That's just the halachic terminology for something that covers over from a halachic sense, and that means that he's not sitting under kasher schach, he's underneath this oihel. Aval, however, says Mishnah, parasol naklite amita, he is allowed to spread this sheet over naklite amita, which is a two-posted bed. That's one post in the middle of the headboard and another post in the middle of the footboard, and the sheet is spread across the top of them, slanting sharply down on both sides. That's no issue, and we're going to see in the Gemara why not. First, the Gemara tells us, "Tanu, we have a brisa, tilabaki tiyos kshera. If he hung sheets in his sukkah, that's kosher." And Aram Chanani clarifies, "Hadodat amar minatzad. That's only from the side, hamilamalon psula. But if they're hung above, they're puzzle, because we said in the Mishnah already that if he spread a sheet across the top of his sukkah, either to catch that which is falling or to protect him from the sun, that's puzzle. So must be this brisa is telling us that hanging sheets in the sukkah is kosher is referring to hanging them from the walls of the sukkah. The chiddush over here is that we're referring to the smallest size sukkah, 7x7. And even though we have these sheets hanging, it's not considered like it's minimizing the size of the sukkah. That's because they're just there for decoration. The Gemara continues, "Aitachtam b'nei anashar." Amar B'yosa, he says, "Loi amrel b'nei anashar." This psul of hanging the sheet underneath the schach is only because it's catching the things falling off the schach. Hashal loi b'nei anashar. But if it's not to catch it, it's just for decoration. Ksheira, it's kosher. So we see the Rabbi Yosa argues with Rabbi Chanina, and he holds that even though the sheet is spread across the top of the sukkah for decoration, not a problem because it's batal to the schach. Lastly, Mishad said, "Alfa parasol naklita amita." He could spread it out on this two-posted bed. So Zayin Amar Aleph on the top of Bibi says, "B'shem Riechanon, why is that permitted? Shekenu oisa chalol batzila yadav." That's because he's able to make a hollow with his elbows. In other words, when you're laying down in your bed, sometimes in the middle of your sleep or even maybe not, you're going to lift the blanket up over your head with your elbows, and that's like you're under an oihel, right? But that's not a problem because that's just a normal way to sleep, and that's the same thing over here with the sheet that's spread across these two posts of the bed. It's slanted down very sharply, and that's not considered an oil. Now, Talacha Hey, continue to discuss the schach. Hidl alas a geffen as a delas ves a kisos. Let's say he had kosher schach, and then on top of that, he put geffen, delas, or kisos, which are all sorts of vines. They're connected to the ground, and as we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah, schach that's connected to the ground, that's mechubel karka, is pasul. So he took this vine and he put it on top of his schach, or if it was the other way around, he first put the vine on top of his sukkah, and then visike chagab. He put kosher schach on top of them. Psula, it's pasul. However, if there's way more kosher schach than the pasul, or if he cut the pasul schach, now it's not connected to the ground, so ksheira, it's kosher, it's perfectly fine. And the Mishnah tells us that klal, this is a rule. Darushu makabel toma, something which could be makabel toma, such as a kli, or im ein gidulim min haaretz, if it doesn't grow from the ground, then ein masachim bay, one is not able to use it as schach. V'chol davar she'ein makabel toma, something that's not makabel toma, v'gidulim min haaretz, and it grows from the ground, masachim bay, one could use it as schach. So the Gemara tells us, when we say that he took these vines and put it on his sukkah, we can use them as schach as long as he cut them. That's only if when he put them on his sukkah, his intention was that they should be there for shade, for tzel. We already mentioned this previously, that even though according to Beis Hillel, schach doesn't have to be put there l'shem sukkah, it doesn't have to be l'shem yichud, that this is for the yontav of sukkahs, but it does have to be l'shem tzel, it has to be for shade purposes. And therefore, as long as he put these vines on his sukkah for the purpose of providing him with shade, then they are kosher to be used. Again, that's once they're cut off of the ground. However, if let's say they just grew on their own, or if he decided to put them on there because he liked the way that they looked, maybe it was a nice design, but nothing to do with providing him with shade, then it wouldn't be okay. Now, Yaakov Achas says B'shem Rabzaira, Tzarchalanaanea, once he cuts them from the ground, he has to shake them or move them around. This is a din that we're going to see as we go along. This is called Tase Veloimina Asui. And we learn from there, you have to make the sukkah. It can't be made by itself. And over here, when he put the schach on top of his sukkah, it was pasul, and then he just simply snipped it, and that made the schach kosher. We still have an issue of it now has been made schach kosher by itself, and he didn't put it on as schach kosher. Therefore, he has to shake the schach a little bit to show that now he's putting it on to be schach. Now, Rabbi Yosef says, Tartein l'kula, both of that were going l'kula, namely, hidl oitzel l'kach, if he had put these vines on top of his sukkah for the purpose of shade, afal pishel loy ninea, so then even if he doesn't shake them after he snips them off the ground, that's not a problem, because it was l'shem schach, and ninea, afal pishel hidl oitzel l'kach, he would simply have to shake them, even though when he originally put them on his sukkah, it wasn't to provide him with shade, not a problem. Once he cuts them from the ground, all he has to do is shake them a little bit and move them, and that's perfectly fine. On to another dinner, who quotes Rav Yirmiyahu, who says b'shem Rav, sicha b'shlaviyos psula. If he was masakech with rungs of a ladder, those are pasul. And we just clarify this: b'zacharim kshera b'nekeves psula. With the male ones, it's kosher, but it's with the female ones that's pasul. What does that mean, male and female? So there's really two different ways that you could build a ladder. Either you could take the two tall poles going upwards, make holes in them at, let's say, intervals of a foot, and then you could take boards that have some sort of peg protruding from them. That's called a zachar because it's poking outwards, and that goes into the hole in the two long poles. So if you have boards that look like this, again, it's just a regular board, the rung of a ladder, with a peg of sorts coming out of it, that's kosher to be used as schach, because that's what we would call pshute kliyetz. It's just a piece of wood. It's not a kli in the sense that it has a base kibul. It doesn't have any receptacle in it. It's just flat, and therefore it's kosher to be used as schach. However, nekevos are pasul, and nekevos is the other way to build it. That's we take our two tall posts. They're going to be used as the sides of the ladder, and instead of making holes in them, we have pegs coming out of those tall poles, and then in the board that's going to be used as the rung, that has a hole hollowed out of it to be able to fit it on the peg. So that hole is called an akeva. It's an indent, and that's called a base kibul. There's a receptacle, and this Mand Amar holds that a base kibul ha'asu l'malos, this receptacle, which is going to be filled in anyway because the peg of the ladder is going to be fit into there, so it's nice and strong, still it's considered a base kibul and it's makabel toma, therefore it cannot be used as schach. On to another din, secha banitze pishton psula, but bohotzne pishton kshera. If you use masake with anitze pishton, that's pasul. That's because this is flax, already pretty advanced along in the processing. It was already taken out of the stalk, and it was beaten, and all the different things that have to be done to it. So even though it grows from the ground, and it's not a kli, it doesn't look like flax anymore in its form when it grows from the ground, and therefore it's pasul. But hutznei pishton, which is the unprocessed flax, that's kosher, because it grows from the ground, and it's not makabel toma. Another din, secha b'chavalim, let's say he was masakech with ropes. So isn't itani ksheira, isn't itani psula, is tana that's kosher, tana that's pasul, and mandom ksheira, the one that says kosher, b'chavalim shall sieve, that's referring to ropes made out of a fiber of sorts, so that grows from the ground, and it's not makabel toma, because ropes aren't makabel toma, whereas amanda arm psula, the one else is pasul, b'chavalim shel pishton, that's talking about ropes of flax, that's just like the anitze pishton that we mentioned before, even though they're not makabel toma, they still are already changed form from the way that they grow from the ground, and therefore they're pasul. And we continue, Amar Rechon Rechon says, k'siv, it says in the pasuk, ba'asbacha migarncho mikvecha. Really, the full quote of the pasuk is, chag asukas tasa lecha shevas yomim, ba'asbacha migarncho mikvecha. This means that you should make the chag of sukkas for 7 days, with what? That which you gather from your threshing floor and your wine press. Now, what do we learn from here? Mipsoilis shebegarn v'shebeyakev at oisel chaschach. You shall make your sukkah, which, as we know, we've mentioned multiple times before, that's al shem schach. So you should make your schach out of the psoilis of the garn and yakev. Asbacha is loshen of psoilis. It's the leftovers of the garn and the yakev. The garn is the threshing floor, so that means you just use like the stalks or whatever it is that are left over after threshing the grain out of them. And the yakev is the wine press, so use all the leftover grape stems. That's what schach is meant to be, and that's a Yechon source. That schach has to be a davar that grows from the ground, and it's not makabel toma. Now, Shem Lakish Amar, he has a different source. It says in the pasuk, "Ma'ase bereishis ve'ed yalam in aretz," and a mist or a steam of sorts rose from the ground. Now, this is referring to clouds, and we know that one of the reasons why we sit in a sukkah is zecher lanane akavod, zecher to the clouds of glory. And so, this is Rish Lakish's source. The clouds which come from the ground are not makabel toma, and they're used as chach. Now, Amar Tanchuma, he says, follows zayin on bez on top, den kedaite v'den kedaite. Each one is l'shitasam. Rabbi Yochanan do Amar non mil malahayu. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the clouds come from above; they don't come from the ground. Do yaflame asbacha. He learns this whole din of what schach is made out of from asbacha. Rish Lakish holds the clouds come from the ground; they come from below. Therefore, do yaflame anonim. He learns schach from clouds. No amar of oven. Rav Avin further clarifies din kedaite both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are l'shitasam of where clouds come from. How is that? Because Rabbi Yochanan do medami la k'mishalech chaveir chavis v'kan kana. Rabbi Yochanan compares clouds and rain to a person sending his friend a barrel and the jug. Meaning, when he's sending him wine, he sends it to them with the jug as well. And that's the same thing. When Hashem gives us rain, the rain comes from above, and that's coming from the cloud, which also comes from above. However, Rish Lakish Dumadamila, Rish Lakish compares it to the following. Kohen do amr lechavri, like a person who tells his friend, Shalach kupascha v'sav l'chachitin. If you send me your box or your basket, I'm going to put weed in it. And so in regards to clouds, it works like this. We need rain from Shemaim. So the Shemaim says to the Aretz, why don't you send me up some clouds, and then I'm going to send those clouds back with rain. Moving on to Halacha Vav, the Mishnah tells us, Chavile kash, chavile etzim, chavile zradim, bones of straw, wood, and twigs, ein mesachin bohen, one is not allowed to use them for schach. However, in materin ksheris, if he undid them and they're not bundles anymore, they're kosher. And the kulin ksheris lefanois, all of these are kosher for walls. The walls are not a problem. They can be made out of these things. You just can't use them for schach. The Gemara tells Rav Chia clarifies b'shem Rav Yechon, why is it also to use things for schach? Mineshi nirs ka'itzar, because it looks like he's using it for storage. As we said, the schach has to be put on l'shem tzel, at least to provide shade. When he takes bundles of kash, etzim, or zradim, and he puts them on top of his sukkah, that doesn't look like he's using them for schach. It's just looks like he wants a convenient place to dry them out. And even if after he put them on top of a sukkah, he thought to himself, you know what, I want to use these for shade. Still, that's tasav lemina asui, so that's an issue. And because of this issue, that again, for the most part, people do something like this because it's la'itzar, they would just do it for storage. Even if someone did originally put it on for shade, for schach, it's still possible. Now, for the clarifier, Rav Yaakov Rabbi quotes Rav Sheshes, he says, b'shem Rav Chiya Rabbah, ein chavil b'chusim esem chamisha. A bundle is not less than 25. So less than 25 stalks, less than 25 twigs is not considered a bundle, and therefore he wouldn't be able to use it as schach. Now we move on to talk about straw. But let's have a little bit of introduction to this. We know that in regards to dinei toma and tahara, not only can the kli itself or the food itself become tamei, but the yad, the handle of the kli or food, could become tamei. What's the yad? So the yad would be, let's say, the handle of the pot, even though the handle itself is not a kli, since it's an accessory to the kli, and that's how you move the pot around, it's considered connected to it, and therefore if toma touches the handle, the whole pot would be tamei. And let's say with food, it would be the stem. You hold the food by the stem, so the stem, even though it's not food, is considered the yad, and that too, if toma touches it, that transfers toma to the entire food. And it's the same thing with grain. When he cuts his grain down, he really only wants the kernels, and that means that the straw, the stalk, is really nothing and technically shouldn't be makabel toma. However, since it's the yad, it is the handle for the kernels, so it technically could be makabel toma. And now knowing that, says the Gemara, Chinuno bar Shlomi tells us b'shem Rav, case number one, katzer l'schach, if he cut his grain down with intention that he's using the whole thing for schach, ein lahen yadais, so there's no din of yadais whatsoever, because he's not interested in the kernels at all, he just wants the straw, and we know that straw itself is not makabel toma, and so it's not considered a yad, and so he's allowed to use it for schach. Now the other way around, let's say katzer l'schach, he cut it down for schach, but v'chishev alein l'machol, he in his mind decided that he's going to use it as food, so baba machshava, just that thought process itself, brings it into the status of being food, and therefore the yad, the stalk, could be makabel toma, so he's not allowed to use it as schach. Now here's case number three, katzer l'machol, let's say he cut it for food, v'chishev alein l'schach, and then he decided, you know what, I want to use it for schach. What's the din over here? So chayim by my mother say, ad sheheh akash rabba l'oichav al yad, the only way that he's able to use it as schach is if the straw part is more than the food and the yad. So over here, we just have to clarify another point. The entire stalk that's attached to the kernels is not considered the yad. It's only three tfachim of it, which is the yad, because you don't need the whole stalk to handle the kernels. And therefore, says Acherim, if you want to be able to use this whole stalk that he originally cut down for food, but now he's going to be using a schach, it has to be that the straw part, which is not the yad, meaning any straw which is beyond three tfachim, that has to be more than the entire yad and the kernels. So let's say the kernels are two tfachim and the yad would be three tfachim. So the remainder of the stalk has to be more than five tfachim in order to be able to use it as schach. And Rav, kadat acherim, Rav agrees to what acherim said. Now we discuss another case. Manan kamin, what would the halacha be over here? Katzel eschach, he cut his grain down with intention to use it as schach. So it's not makabel toma because again, the whole thing is just for schach. V'hochshiru, then the stalk was mochshel makabel toma. This comes up all over Shas, the concept of hechshel makabel toma. We know that food can't be makabel toma unless it undergoes hechshir. It has to become susceptible to makabel toma, and that's by becoming wet with one of the seven liquids. So the stalk became wet. It was mochshel makabel toma, but it can't be makabel toma in its current stage due to the fact that he wants to use it as schach. V'amar, but then the fellow said, lichshe yasu mitzvason, after the mitzvah is done, meaning after sukkis, achzirim l'gairen, I'm going to bring them back to the threshing floor, and I'm going to thresh it and take the kernels out and continue processing that way. So the question is, srichin hechshir pam shnia, ikvar hechshirin biyadon. Now when he brings it to the gairen, doesn't need hechshir another time in order to be susceptible to makabel toma, or it was already mukshir originally. On one hand, since it already became wet, and he intended to use it for food, so even though right now it's not mukshir makabel toma because he's going to be using it as schach, the moment that he decides to bring it back to the threshing floor, maybe automatically now it's considered to be mukshir makabel toma, or maybe not. Since when it became wet, it was not mukshir makabel toma right away, because again, he was using it for schach, perhaps it needs to undergo hechshir a second time once he brings it to the gairen, and wouldn't have an answer to this question. Now we go on to discuss the end of the Mishnah, which had said, v'kulin k'shiris l'defanois, that even though these bundles of whatnot are pasul for schach, they can be used as walls. However, and pay attention to the addition we have in the girsa, tani, we have a braisa, Rabbi Yoshia paisel, Rabbi Yoshia pasels. He holds that if it's pasul for schach, it's pasul for walls. And Rabbi Yosef says, b'shem rochom bar chanina, what's his source for this? Chasam nalaf on the top, the pasuk tells us, v'sakoisa ala arayin esa paroiches, and you shall cover the arayin with a paroiches. Now the paroiches is not covering the arayin. The paroiches is the curtain that divides the kodesh from the kodesh kedoshim. And so basically it's a wall, but still we see the pasuk uses lashon of schach, v'sakoisa, and mikan, from here we learn, shadoifin kari schach, that a wall is called schach, and therefore, mikan, we learn from here, and pay attention to the girsa change, she'ein oisin defanes bedavar shu makabel toma, the one is not able to make walls with something that's makabel toma, and that's a source for Rabbi Yeshia, that these bundles of kash, eitzim, and zardim, since they can't be used as schach, they can't be used as walls. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. tomorrow with Halacha Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.